demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, December 8th. We're back in the studio live.
Yes, we are. What a great show yesterday.
Yes. You're sporting the same hat as you did yesterday.
You're the second person that said that. Now I feel dirty. I see guys wear the same hat for like weeks. You know, you'll wear a hat for a month and never take it off.
Okay, well, that's not what I was trying to say.
I know.
It just occurred to me.
I know, but it's like now I'm getting insecure. I'm getting to have like 10 people. You got the same hat on. Yeah.
So why the hat? Does it make you feel warmer or?
Warmer. And first, I don't know. I'm addicted to these beret hats.
Really?
First of all. I really like them. You don't have to style your hair as much or, you know, be as cautious.
Yeah.
You don't have to look as good, basically. And yeah, they're warm, and I like this color. It's like I think it looks good on me.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why.
Kind of a mustard color.
Yeah, but I bought like 10 of them the other day.
Did you really?
So you'll be seeing lots more of these. I got one in every color. That's what I do when I like something.
Okay, well, sounds good until you get tired of it, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a good color, and it matches like the season. I don't know.
I guess.
You're not into... It's not...
I'm not into hats that much,
but okay.
It looks good. It looks fine, you know.
Thanks. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll start off the day. My wife has a birthday today.
my wife,
Dina, so I was just going to play something.
Yeah!
Happy birthday, my dear.
Happy birthday to you.
So, of course, you can't forget your wife's birthday.
Never. You guys going to do anything special?
Yeah, we're going to... I don't know. We're going to do a few things today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what yet. We'll see. We can't give it away.
Okay, that's true. She's listening. And oh, that's funny.
So,
well,
yeah,
happy birthday, Dina.
Yes, happy birthday to you and many more and all that stuff.
Yeah, birthdays are always fun.
Birthdays are fun. You know, you get a lot of attention. Everybody calls you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a special day for sure, you know.
It is.
If you have friends that can help you make it special.
That's true. That's true. Usually I dread my birthdays.
Really?
Because you set the expectations higher. You know, I feel like, oh, you know, something cool is going to happen, you know. And then I'm just like, disaster, nothing.
Yeah, well, you got to make it happen.
Calls, but, yeah, it's true. Yeah. And I'm never one to throw the party, you know.
Right.
So I think maybe this coming year I will do something a little different and, you know, step
you
out
should.
Of my comfort zone and throw a little bash.
Yeah, you should. Bash. Or have a friend throw a party for you. It doesn't have to be a surprise party, you know.
Sure.
You can just, so you don't have to work hard at
That's
it.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always difficult, though, because, like, most people I know, they have their groups of friends. And I've always been the type that every friend of mine is in a different circle, you know.
Right.
So, like, my friends are kind of all over the map as opposed to just one big group where we all hang out, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I found that friends often are like, each one is for different purposes, you know. With one you do this, with the other one you do that, you know.
I like it this way. I do.
Yeah.
And I also end up getting introduced to all their circle of friends. So, you know, and then I've got like 20 circles I'm in as opposed to just one.
Yeah.
But I'm not like super close with any of those circles.
Yeah.
But just enough, you know.
Yeah, at least you know them. What the hell, you know.
Right, right. So tell me what you think about this.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with my mom. I always talk to her before the show. Anyway,
oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Well, once in the morning, and it's just best to call her on my way here.
Yeah.
You know? So she's telling me, I have a sister in middle school. She's in 11th grade. She's involved in the band. They just got a new school principal at the high school. Now, mind you, this is a private school. I mean, they literally pay a college tuition. And this principal is trying to take away the choir in the band.
Really?
Yeah, and I just
wow.
like, this really hit me hard. I just think, like, those are two, I mean, drama club, any performing arts activity, it's so important. I mean, I walked away from high school, and not just because I pursued acting, but I mean just in general, everybody I know, you learned more in like leadership skills and just everything from the after school activities, not even just not your math class, your English class.
Yeah. So they're like, they don't have enough money for these programs? Is that what they say?
Oh, no, definitely not. You know what? I don't even know. My mom didn't really mention what their reasoning behind this was because I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't have enough money. I mean, each student pays a college tuition, literally. I mean, this is an expensive school.
Yeah. Wow.
Expensive school.
Yeah.
$15,000
And you probably
year,
pay for that choir
for high school,
and all that.
That's expensive.
You know, all these programs and everything.
Yeah.
So. Wow. They didn't put this up for a vote or anything, huh?
Not yet, but I know like every single parent and child that's part of the choir and band are gonna, you
know, gonna be irritated. Yeah.
Oh yeah, well they're gonna fight for it. So I can't imagine it actually leaving. But I just thought that was so disturbing.
Yeah.
And not just because I'm in the art, in you know, the entertainment industry, but I just think it's so important.
Yeah.
You walk away with so much more. I just think.
Yeah. No. I mean, and especially music. You know, the arts in general. Kids don't get enough of those in school, and they need more. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So we're going to fight.
Yeah.
Pilates High School, you're going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Stephanie's coming out there this next week, whatever. And be careful.
Yeah, when is that? It's like in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks you're going,
I'm
going
to stop by the school and talk to that principal.
Exactly. You tell them, hey, I'm from L.A., be careful, you know.
Oh, that's really going to scare
Watch
them.
Out.
I'm an L.A. girl. Watch it. Don't mess with the L.A. girl.
Yeah, exactly.
People always get excited, though, when you're somebody from, even when I lived in New York City, you know, going back to back home, it's like so exciting that you live in like this Hollywood city.
Yeah, people look
New
up
York
to you,
LA,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about look up. More like judge me, but still think
it's
really?
Cool.
You know? Yeah. It's like they wish they did the same thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're judging also like, oh, I don't know about you.
I know, because LA doesn't have a great reputation outside of town, you know.
Yeah.
So
they automatically think we're partiers too.
Yeah. And fake and everything, you know, just like all the TV shows that they're watching.
What do? Just hang out at the beach all day? I hate, you know those people that say jokes, but they're just horrible. It's like, no, jackass, you're not funny. Just give up. I hate that. It always happens to me. I always have these guys that won't stop talking to me for an hour, and it's just horrible jokes. Horrible.
Horrible jokes.
Horrible
Do you
jokes.
Tell them they're horrible?
Well, I am like, ha, ha, ha. I mean, my laugh says it all. you would tell by the
time. Oh, yeah. So, I wanted to bring this up here.
Yeah.
I guess they're talking about women that fake orgasms. And I guess they're saying... They're saying that many women think that if they do, then they're going to keep their man from cheating.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting coming up now because of where I'm at in my situation.
Really? Oh, okay.
So what's it? What else is it saying, though?
So you're relating to faking orgasms?
No, I never have. And like thing is, like, I don't like lying. So for me, it's impossible. It's just so hard for me because I feel I don't feel comfortable faking an orgasm.
Yeah, and it's pointless too, you know. I mean, the thing is, if the guy doesn't like you the way you are, then tough shit, you know.
Right.
I mean, you probably will orgasm if you guys like take your time and, you know, and all that stuff, but not you specifically, but a woman in general.
I came close recently.
Yeah.
I have a hard time though, but it's because I'm so in my head, you know. I'm thinking of 100 different things. But the whole faking orgasm, I don't know.
So you never have, huh?
I never.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
orgasm.
You never felt the need to.
No.
I guess.
No, but recently I have been feeling pretty bad. I always wonder, like, is this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Does he care? Because I actually just spoke to a friend of mine also who he just got in saying it's, like, so important. Like, that's what turns him on is
right.
And
yeah.
How much she's enjoying it. And I'm like, well, I enjoy it, you know?
Right.
Like, I make sure you know I'm enjoying it. I just don't come.
Yeah, and to guys it's important, you know, because they see it as a reflection of their performance.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know. Oh, no.
And well, I don't think it's necessarily true. I think some women really take longer.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone's different. There are girls that I guess can come in like a heartbeat and can come multiple times.
Right.
There are others that just need more.
Yeah, more attention.
More what are you going to do?
Yeah.
To some people, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I don't even mind not. I don't need to have an orgasm to enjoy.
To enjoy it, right? You enjoy the ride, the journey.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the journey, exactly. But the good news is they just opened a sex school. World's first sex school has opened. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's 1,400 euros to take this. It's in Vienna. And they basically teach you, as long as you're 16 years of age or older, which that kind of is nasty. I would not want to take a sex school class, you know, class with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
But they teach you everything, and people are protesting, though, saying that this is just wrapped up in a very stylish way of selling sex.
Yeah.
Which I
sounds
think
like
right.
Yeah. School for sex. I mean, what the hell are you going to do there? You know, have orgies?
Yeah. 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 Well, the students live in a mixed sex dormitory. Encore education. It's not, what are they saying? It's not practical. The emphasis is on how to be a better lover. Mm. So that's what they're saying. How to be a better lover.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Most people don't even call it love. Like, they're just fucking anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a big difference to me.
Is there really?
Yeah. No, there is.
So you sometimes make love and sometimes you just have sex.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm at the point of making love. Yeah. That takes a while to get to.
I know, man. That's funny. You know, the L word, man. You can't relate to that, can you?
No, I think I'm just so messed up, honestly. It's damn.
No, don't think of yourself that way. I mean, maybe it's a stage in your life. Who knows, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, start worrying when you're 40 years old and you're still like that, you know?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a
problem. Then you might have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know about faking orgasms, you know. I'm not for it at all.
Yeah, you'd rather her just not come and enjoy it still, but...
Yeah, you know, I mean...
Well, but why? Why don't you like it? Do you even know it's fake? Can you tell it's fake? Or...
I think you can tell. Well, you know, I don't know, because I don't think anybody faked with me, you know. I mean, yeah, the thing is, I think you can tell when someone's faking it, you know. But you can also tell when someone's not faking it, you know?
Yeah, I did once have a guy that told me, you know, just faking work, you know, because he thought it'd be so hot just to see me.
Oh, really?
So I started to try to fake it, and I just ended up laughing. I was laughing my ass off. How horrible is that? He's like, what's so funny? I'm like, what the hell do you think is so funny? I'm trying to fake
an orgasm.
In the
middle of sex, you started laughing.
Yeah. Well, while trying to fake an orgasm. I'm like, more. And I can't talk dirty. I can't do it. I'm horrible in bed. I'm horrible.
Well, you have some inhibitions. I mean, you know, I used to be very open and stuff, very liberal when it came to sex. You know, in my 20s, anything went. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I think I've gotten a little more conservative with that, you know? Yeah, it's like no dirty talk, no this, no that, you know. Just give me some straight sex.
Really?
You know?
See, I like crazy things in bed. That's the thing. Like, actions-wise, movement, I love crazy. The more crazy, the better.
Yeah.
But it's more so verbally, like no words. Yeah.
No words.
Huh? I don't want to hear a damn thing from your mouth. Yeah. Not even your, you're so beautiful.
Do you moan? I mean, do you moan at all?
Yes, but lightly. Okay. You know, not heavy moaning. Nothing crazy.
Okay,
very
well,
subtle.
So you're
but
guarded.
I love when a guy, well, no, I just don't like it. It's, I don't have the need. Like, what, I mean, I just, screaming, no. But I do, I make light noises. And I like when the guy does, too. In fact, I think that's what turns me on.
Really? When the guy makes noise?
Yeah, that's how I feel he's enjoying it, you know?
I see. Okay.
And then I'm like, irresistible, you know? I have to feel irresistible.
Yeah, I guess you do.
So many factors.
Yeah, whatever it takes, you know? You are complicated, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there has to be music playing. Really good music.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the lights? Can you do it with do you do it with the lights on or off?
I prefer like dimmed lights.
Dimmed
lights,
yeah.
Total daylight to me is boring. Yeah. You know, or just, and it's not like, I don't want you to see me. Nothing to do with that. I just don't like it. It's too much.
Too much for you.
Yeah.
So you need the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either dark or I mean some dim lights would be nice, you know, so you can at least see them a little bit.
Yeah. See what you're doing.
Yeah. See what I'm working with here.
Yeah. I know there are women that only do it in the dark because they're ashamed of their body.
Mm.
And that's terrible. You know, I mean, if you're taking off your clothes in front of someone, you might as well just show your body and be comfortable with it.
Yeah. Well, I know. But guys can be vicious. Like, the thing is, like, I'm used to, for, like, so many years in New York, I lived with two guys.
Mm.
So I heard the way they talk, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I know what guys talk about. And so, like, I'm extra, like, I don't know. You know, I don't want him talking about this to his buddy or whatever, you know?
I know. I don't know about talking about the shit, but I think younger guys do that, you know. Mm-hmm. I think older guys don't really, broadcast their conquests and stuff. But when you're younger, yeah, you know,
yeah.
You want your friend's approval.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, guys are weird when it comes to their guy friends. That's why I'm always like, what the hell do they know?
Yeah.
You know, your guy friend probably knows everything more about me than any of my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is everybody does it differently. And I really don't think there's such a thing as bad sex. You know, I mean,
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, then if it's bad, you take it, you know, you got to take the initiative then and make it good.
Actually, I was going to say, I've never had, there was one guy that would bite and I hate.
Oh, really?
Well, like biting is fine, but the lips, for me, kissing is very important.
Yeah.
If you're not a good kisser, I can't enjoy sex.
Yeah.
So, and I've kissed many people that were horrible at kissing. They just didn't know what they were doing. I would think it's so easy, you know? This one guy would bite my lip, you know, like literally bite my lip. Really? I'm like, dude, calm the fuck down. This is like turning me off more than anything else. I mean.
So did he learn from that? I mean, did he stop?
This was that guy that I was telling you about that I dated briefly. He was Israeli.
Oh, the Israeli guy?
He was a really rich dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, he didn't get sex very often because I ended up, I just couldn't get into it.
Wow.
I wasn't into him.
Wow.
But the biting thing especially, it was like huge turn off.
Yeah. Well, maybe some men think that women like it. I don't know.
Yeah, but what, I mean, when a girl says you don't, you know, no,
yeah,
I'm not
don't bite
that,
my lip.
And he's like, oh, yes, you are. You know you love it. I'm like, no, I seriously don't.
Oh, God, I hate that. Man.
I know. Do girls probably do that too? I've never done that. If somebody says they don't like something, I'm not going to try to force it.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course not.
I hear that all the time, guys. Or even like when a guy texts you and you're like, oh, Lord, you know, it's something flirty. And you're like, He's like, you know you love it. I'm like, no.
I don't love it.
I don't.
But these guys can be dangerous because those are the ones that might think that a no means yes, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be careful because they don't seem to pay much attention to what you have to say.
Well, I'm usually pretty blunt. I mean, I'll speak.
Yeah.
Especially if I can tell they're not getting it. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Back off.
So how long, when you first meet someone, how long do they have to wait before you'll go to bed with them? Does that depend on who they are?
You know what? I don't have a rule, per se. And it just honestly depends on the person and our chemistry and, like, how things are moving.
Right.
Every single person I've dated, it's been different, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely don't just have, you know, sex immediately.
Right.
At the same time, it has happened, you know.
Yeah.
First date, no.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
But second?
It has happened. I'm not, you know, I mean, I think it has, once it happened on the first date, but it was with the intentions of like, hey, we're just going out and then we're having sex.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So there were no actual like future motives of like, oh, I like this guy, let's date.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, generally I prefer to wait a little while.
Yeah.
You know, work your way up. I feel it out, you know, just feel it out.
Yeah, you like to be courted.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. White guys are so damn cheap, too. It drives me nuts. No, it's true.
Really, are they?
It's horrible.
Well, because they're broke, maybe. I don't know if it's because they're cheap. They're just fucking broke. You know, if they're like so-called actors or musicians,
I guess,
or whatever, you know, they're all poor.
I don't know. I don't have a ton of money, but what's an extra $10 going to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking a cheap meal or, you know, like a cheap drink.
So what do you mean they're cheap? They ask you to pay for half or something?
No, no one's ever asked me, but you know how it is sometimes, like when you're at a table and like the bill comes or, you know, and you're just like la, 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 la.
And they just wait?
Yeah, they're just kind of taking their time. I'm like, dude. It doesn't happen often. It's more so like if I'm consistently dating a guy, then I'm not going to have him, you know, he doesn't need to pay everything. But I'm used to dating guys that are more like that have money. So they pay literally for everything. I don't have to think twice, you know?
Yeah, you might as well stick with guys with money, you know? I mean, why not, you know?
I know.
A guy's a guy. You know?
No, it's true, but if I haven't been attracted, I mean, like, I can't force an attraction.
No, I know, I'm just kidding, but If I was a woman, I would look in the right places, in the rich places.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, think how great it is to just get into a life of a lot of money and, you know, you suddenly don't have to worry about money and stuff. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, though, like, I've always been brought up, like, I work hard and I make my own money as well. So, like, I don't need somebody to take care of me completely. But, yeah, I want to feel like I'm dating a man. I want to feel like I am, you know, if I had to rely on somebody else, I would be able to.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's usually the person that initiates it that should pay. You know, the person that invites the other person.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you're a woman,
I agree with that.
You know, you're going to invite the guy to dinner and ask him to pay. That's kind of like a stretch.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. No, I don't usually invite a guy to dinner.
No. I guess you don't need to, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dating can be complicating, but, you know, I've recently met, you know, somebody that's really cool. And so, you know, feeling it out.
Feeling it out. Okay.
Feeling it out.
He probably thinks there's a big future there, and you probably think,
no.
No.
See, that's I think where you're wrong. You always say that, or
I do.
Well, you say.
Well,
like,
I go based on what you say.
This guy's probably thinking you're gonna get married. I don't know. I'm so confused by how guys think.
Yeah.
Because my experiences with guys is that just douchebags.
Yeah.
Douche pervs, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay,
well,
anyway.
Yeah, what do I know, right? What do I know
what
about
do I know?
Guys?
I'm a man.
Yeah, exactly. You date them all the time. You know them better than I do.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie The Cell?
No.
Okay, it's from 2000, so it's been,
right.
I mean, it's been around. Jennifer Lopez,
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
First of all, I think she was wrongfully cast in this. Like, she did not fit in the movie, but I watched this, and it was amazing.
Really?
It's very, I don't know if you're into Stanley Kubrick, but very abstract and just kind of crazy and just very trippy, and visually just so capturing. I thought it was amazing. Everyone has
what
to.
Is it? Was it a Kubrick movie?
No, it's not a Stanley
no,
Kubrick
it's
movie.
No, it's not. I know it's not.
But I'd compare it to that if you're
I
into
see.
Like crazy Stanley
yeah,
Kubrick.
Yeah, I know. It seemed like a crazy movie. That's why.
So
I,
crazy.
Yeah. So you saw that?
Yeah, it's a crime, drama, fantasy, sci-fi, thriller.
Yeah.
I watched it the other night.
Is
really
that
good.
With like a murderer or something?
Is that for an Oscar? Murderer, I couldn't even begin to tell you specifically the premise, because for me it was more of like, oh my god, this visually, all this messed up stuff. But yeah, there is like this killer, crazy psychopath guy.
Yeah. Wow.
You'll see.
No, I won't see.
No? Oh,
no.
But you know what, the funny thing is, like, this is one of those movies, like, my friend said, oh, this is a horror movie, you're gonna, you know, it's a scary one. But, and it is, it's supposed to be a scary movie, but watching it, it visually was so cool looking. I felt like I was on a roller coaster, honestly,
wow.
ride, that I didn't get as scared because I was so caught up in how it was shot and how pretty and cool it was.
Really?
So I wasn't, that's why.
Well, I pictured it like a dark film, you know, and depressing. And,
oh, it, well, I wouldn't say it's a happy movie, but it wasn't depressing. It was up for an Oscar.
Was it really?
Yeah. Nominated for an Oscar, 4 wins, 18 different nominations.
Wow.
Not 18 Oscar nominations.
Right.
But, you know, overall. So, but yeah, some great actors. It's just, when I saw Jennifer Lopez in it, I just, it didn't make, it, she didn't click in it for me.
Yeah.
Anybody else. I mean, I don't know what, why. She just was so wrong for the role, but.
Yeah. Wow, that amazes me about the nominations. I thought it was just sort of like a, you know, an insignificant movie.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
The Cell. I recommend it. Tarsem Singh is the director. I'm not familiar with his work.
Mm.
But yeah, go check it out. Really good movie.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished watching Super 8.
Oh, what did you think?
I liked the first part of it. I thought, then the way it developed, I wasn't that happy with it. Because,
really?
Yeah. Because it seemed like it was borrowed from other films.
Well, it is. It's like the Goonies meets E.T. kind of a thing.
Well, more like Alien, too. You know, I mean, the
well,
movie
E.T.
Alien.
Is, movie
Yeah, but
Alien.
Remember the movie Alien?
Yeah.
With that big monster and stuff? That's what it reminded me of, you know, because that's what it turned out to be.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix of a bunch of movies. But, you know, when you think about it, what movie isn't? It's very hard to be original nowadays.
Yeah.
Everything's been done. You're just kind of making something, you're formulating something kind of new.
Yeah, but you know what? From Spielberg and J.J. Abrams, I expected more. I don't know. Yeah.
It started
very good, you know. I mean, the kids making the movie, the train wreck and all that stuff. But, yeah, then it started being, like, you know, weird. Mm-hmm. And but you know, I mean, for whatever it's worth, it's, you know, I don't know.
I loved the kids though. Wasn't that well cast?
Yeah, the kids were great.
Amazing.
The kids were great. Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the monster thing either. Yeah. That alien funky thing. Uh-huh. And it's just weird to me, you know, yeah. Of all the things you create, that was just.
I know. Of all the things they could have done, they chose, you know, an alien like from the movie Alien.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much it.
So
something very big that looks weird and powerful and scary and, yeah, you know. But at any rate, you know, maybe it's still worth watching. I don't know. I just remember when it came out in the movies, I really wanted to see it because mm-hmm. the trailer looked real good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I wonder how it did in the movie theaters, in the box office. I mean, I don't know. You know, I think it did pretty good, but nothing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not for sure. But what has done good in the box office is Twilight, Breaking Dawn, of
yes,
course.
Yes, for the third week, huh?
Yeah, it's on top
one.
Still. Did you see it?
No.
No, I haven't. Those movies, I always wait till they're just on the, you know, on the telly.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the Twilight movies?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them.
Oh, okay.
How many are there now? It gets lost.
Isn't this one the fourth or something?
Yeah, the fourth or fifth, and then there's going to be one more. But I can't wait till this final one is done.
Yeah.
I thought Breaking Dawn, this one was going to be done, but it's Breaking Dawn 1.
Yeah.
And there's a 2. I just think this, like, Twilight thing, it's like, you know, most movies, even TV shows, they go on for, you know, however long, but, you know, they come to an end. And this one just feels like it's been dragging. Like, all I hear about or see is Twilight.
Yeah.
I just kind of get annoyed.
It's been all over the place. But that's the thing. They're milking it for everything they can, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I can't say I don't blame them, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
Bringing in the moolah, it's popular.
Yeah, they got a gold mine on their hands there. Wow.
Jealous.
But yeah, I was never able to get into it. Wasn't the book series more like a young reader type of a thing?
Have you seen any of the Twilights?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. You say you know you're not into it, but watch the first one. My great aunt watched it actually recently, and she, because this is not her kind of thing, if you know, based on the preview either,
right.
And she couldn't believe how much she liked it.
Oh,
it's actually really it is a cool movie. I mean,
maybe I'll try it.
But watch the first one.
The first one.
The very first one.
Okay.
And then from there, judge, you know, and see whether it's your thing.
Yeah. I'm just not into vampires and werewolves and stuff.
I'm not either, but it's very human. I like, it's not like that. It's not like this crazy vampire movie.
Right.
You just have to watch. There's a real story there, and it's good. I like it. And everything, the way it was shot, too. It's just a good movie.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll check it out and see.
Yeah.
So Jerry Sandusky was arrested again. Did you hear that?
No.
Two more men.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah. two more men came forward and said that they've been abused by him.
Oh my God.
So now there's a total of 10 who were kids. Yeah, and you know, like 11, 12 years old.
He should have been arrested a while ago, don't you?
Well, he was, but he was released on bail. So now he was arrested again for new charges.
See.
And again, he walked out on bail of $250,000.
$250,000?
Yeah, $250,000.
Wow.
And which doesn't really seem a lot for what he's charged with. Or I don't know if he's been charged yet, but...
What, you know, it really bothers me that people can, you know, get out of, you know, these horrible actions that they've done... with money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say about our country in a way? You know, we're paying our way out, but is he's not learning his lesson. He's still dangerous to society, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's done no real time.
Right.
He should be sentenced.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he will be sentenced, I'm sure, but you have to have a trial first.
Right.
Yeah. But, so, you know, apparently, though, what happened is, you know, it wasn't just like... isolated incidents. I mean, he was planning this. He was like a predator. He would buy them gifts. He would take them to football games.
He was dating them.
Showering them with gifts and everything.
I want to be showered with gifts.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, but that's what, you know, and then it all led to sex. But, I mean, can you imagine a grown man like this raping a 12-year-old boy? I mean, is there anything more disgusting than that?
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, it's...
No, but it happens a lot. We hear these stories all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But this one's just bizarre and ridiculous and, 10 kids now?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He must be in his maybe 60s or something. I'm not sure how old he is, but he looks like in his 60s. 12 years old, man. 12 wow. years old. And this was at a charity that he was working at, you know, that I think he started too. Huh. So he had access to all these kids. And so, you know, I mean, the thing is, we're talking about over 40 counts, you know,
wow.
and each one is punishable by 20 years in prison.
Holy crap.
Yeah, each count. So this guy's never getting out, you know, once they find him guilty.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's well deserved.
Yeah.
Oof, that's horrible. Can you imagine what's going on in his head right now?
Yeah.
Well, are there video clips of him? Like interviews or anything?
Yeah, there are. I mean, he was on TV again saying that he likes young people, but not in a sexual way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean,
obviously, he's had sex with them.
Yeah, well, but he denies it. So, you know, I guess it's one of those people that are in total denial who think the whole world is crazy except for them.
Yeah. Oh, yes. There actually was another one. This happened at St. Petersburg College. A baseball team was arrested in a sting operation. This was this past Tuesday. Rob Francis. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Caught in sex sting with underage girl. 14-year-old girl he met on the... Oh, this one's crazy, actually. This dude, he's a head coach at the college. He was texting what he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
Went to meet her at her house to have sex with her. And it ended up being a cop.
Really?
Police
a sting,
cop.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sting, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get the... Can you imagine, though?
Wow.
Can you imagine? Like, you're going to have sex with this 14-year-old girl, and then, hey, it's a cop?
Yeah.
You're in trouble,
well,
man.
Well, yeah.
Whoa, you
Well, you should expect something like that, you know? I mean, what the hell? You know, who even messes with 14-year-olds? You know, what's the attraction there? I don't understand. These are kids.
You tell me, you're a man. I mean, like, what would it be? What do you think goes on in their heads?
You know.
Do you think is it the vagina? Like, they like just the idea of, like, this really small, tight vagina?
Maybe. I don't know if they even think that far, you know. I just think the fact that, you know, it's hard for me to say why they're attracted to such young girls. But, I mean, I can imagine, though, that they feel powerful, they're in charge. You know, maybe these are people that are dysfunctional in their social life, you know, mm-hmm. or their love life. And they figured, you know, with kids, they can be more free, they can get away with more and so forth, you know. So
that's where they're wrong, though.
Yeah, I think it's a power thing, you know, more than it is a sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But
entering some dangerous grounds, Mr. Francis.
Yeah.
You are in trouble. That's like there was another story. I think this happened in Zimbabwe. A man ordered a prostitute at a hotel.
You were telling us about it.
Oh, yeah. And guess who shows up? His daughter was the prostitute. So not only is like he freaking out about his daughter, but his wife. I mean, you're in big trouble, mister.
Yeah.
Why are you ordering a prostitute? You know, unbelievable. Yeah. Some messed up people in this world.
Yeah, and sex makes them do it.
Mm-hmm. This is a crazy story too, actually. And this is where I feel like we always say, do the right thing, do the right thing. Mm. And I say that too. Like I say, you do good things happen to you. But a friend of mine, his good friend, third party story, was, I don't know what state this was in. This was a long time ago, but the driver was selling weed. And uh-huh. he had two passengers that met up with him to buy weed.
Mm-hmm.
Weed, you know, we're talking
right.
something that in LA it's like no big deal at all, right?
Right.
So one of the two passengers ended up shooting him, the driver that
oh,
was
really?
Selling the weed, yeah, and killed him.
Wow.
But here's the thing, like there, you know, there are two passengers chilling out, one of them shoots, the other one, you know, is like, holy shit, had nothing to do with this, you know, he was just kind of there as, you know, just as a friend, you know, he was going to buy some weed, but he had nothing right. to do with the shooting. They freaked out because he shot the guy. He didn't really mean to kill him. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
So they go into like a woodsy area and end up blowing him up, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the friend, this is getting complicated. The one that didn't shoot him, that's
right.
basically kind of innocent, but still like, you know, he was there and he was observing his dude friend blowing the dude up.
Uh-huh.
Is this making sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I always get worried. I'm like, yeah, trailing off. He's freaking out. His dad tells him, you know what, son, you need to do the right thing and just, you know, go to the police station and tell them what happened.
Right.
You know, you did not kill this guy. You had no cruel intention. Just do the right thing and tell them.
Right.
So he goes and he tells them, and guess who's in prison forever?
Really?
Life sentence.
Was he like an accessory or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
He was an accessory to it. You know, he was there observing. Yeah. He didn't stop it, you know.
Right.
But that's crazy.
Wow.
Because, you know, regardless of, you know, he could have tried to stop it, but another person, people go crazy, your heads, you know. You can't truly control what another person's going to do.
That's true.
Can you imagine, though? Your father tells you, do the right thing. You know, you're innocent. You know, you've done nothing true, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, she should have talked to a lawyer first.
Yeah. Big time, man. Woo!
Yeah.
That story gave me chills because it just makes you think, oh, my God. Like, I've pictured myself in prison. I could never, like, can you imagine going to prison?
Right.
I would,
Yeah. And what if you're scared? What if you're afraid the guy's going to shoot you? Why would you try and stop it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He has gotten
it's a gray area, I
think. Terrible situation. Yeah, I don't understand how he could go to prison for that long.
Is the other guy in prison too?
Oh yeah, the other guy's in prison forever.
Right.
And but the father of this, you know, the one that's kind of innocent. I mean, he definitely, I would agree that he should serve some kind of time because he was present for the accusation of buying the weed and like he was there. He didn't. He was doing this. He had the same intentions without killing this guy.
Right.
And he went, you know, he went and helped his friend, you know, blow this dude up.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess, yeah.
He should have served some kind of time, but life.
Yeah.
Apparently, his father's still fighting, and there's still, you know, is a trial going on to bail him out. You know.
Yeah.
Try to bail him out for a shorter sentence.
Wow. Yeah, they'll teach you to hang out with bad people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you just don't know what's gonna happen. One person does something crazy and your life can be affected forever.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I mean, people kill all the time and I just don't understand it, man.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, are you for the death penalty? Do you believe these people should be killed?
No, you know, no, I feel like that's doing them good. You know, killing them is like, they're getting the easy way out by
just
killing them.
That's what I think.
I mean, jail forever. Oh my God, that's miserable. I would want to kill myself, you know?
Yeah.
I would absolutely rather kill myself than be in jail for, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever
it is. I agree with you. You know, but some people feel that, you know, just because he killed, it doesn't mean that we have to commit murder too.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm sort of like on the fence with that because I don't know if it's really a big deterrent. I mean, you can see that people still commit crimes regardless of whether there's death penalty or not.
Right. Well, I think people commit these crimes wanting the death penalty as opposed to, I mean, I don't know. Would you choose jail time forever or death?
No.
You know,
yeah.
You'd rather just die.
Right.
You're doing them a favor. It's not a punishment.
Yeah.
At the same time, yes, I believe people think, you know, you killed my son, so you deserve no life at all anymore.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that makes sense, but still, I think it's the easy way out. You're not letting them be miserable. They deserve to be miserable forever.
That's true, and think about it every day, like Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
He's going to have a long time to think about all this shit, man, while he's getting fucked in the ass in prison.
Yeah.
You know? They don't like, it's like, this is so ridiculous, but I guess in prison they don't like child molesters. So so they really give you a hard time there, you know.
Really?
Yeah, like the murderers are better, right?
I know. Well, that's weird. Yeah, actually, that's weird.
It is.
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard a lot of crazy things. Jail is dangerous, though, you know. They have all these gangs and power, you know. You have to be in power. You can't look like a pussy. All kinds of crap.
Can you imagine?
It's so weird. It's like another world, you know?
And even in women's prison, it's pretty tough, you know? I mean, imagine the women that are there, you know? It's not like your Playboy playmates or something, you know? I mean, you get some really rough women there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I would be freaking out.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, when Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton had to serve a little time.
Uh-huh.
It's like they're in their own little private rooms and have security and everything.
I'm sure.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah. It sure pays to be a celebrity.
Yeah, it does. I would love, though, to walk in a prison and just see, you know, and talk to some of these people.
Really?
Yeah, how cool would that be? I love to do that stuff. I would love to see it. But how do you really do that unless I don't know any police officers. I don't know anybody that's involved in that.
Yeah.
I would love, though, to get a tour.
Ask for a tour of prison.
I would love it.
Oh, my God, man.
I guess I'm into some weird things, but...
Yeah, I guess you are.
I think a lot of people would think that's cool, though.
Really? To go into a prison and watch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just for an hour or two, walk around, see how their lifestyle, and talk to some of them and ask what they did.
Yeah.
What'd
Keep
you
me
do?
As far away from there as possible. I don't care.
Craziness. Bad energy.
Yeah. Facebook is going to begin rolling out their timeline feature. Did we talk about this at all?
Timeline feature? Oh, no. Yeah. Was this when, like, literally everything you've ever posted?
Is... Yeah.
But explain this. Like, how? It's not going to be on just our Facebook wall, is it?
It's probably going to be part of your page, yeah.
Yeah, like a little separate feature.
Probably, or something like that. I'm not sure.
But I think you're going to have the option, right, to have this or not to have it.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope
so. You have to. I don't like that. I mean, I'm not trying to hide what I do on Facebook, but at the same time, like, it's none of your damn business, you know, whose picture I comment on or whose post.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is, what puzzles me here is that it says... timeline is a way to illustrate your entire life, not just the part you've been living on Facebook since you joined.
Really?
How would they know about what you did before you joined Facebook?
That's very strange.
Isn't that scary?
I mean, the only thing I can think is it's from gathered evidence on the internet, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. You think they're going to, like, search your photos out on
the
internet?
That's so stupid to me. That's so stupid. Yeah. I understand your history, like the timeline, what you're up to, you know, but even that, like you have, there's no way that they can do that without us clicking an option.
Yeah.
Just like this whole subscribing little feature, you know?
Yeah.
You had to actually approve of it before that it was on your page.
Right.
So, my headphones are falling off. So with that too, this is like incredibly personal. There's going to be an option of whether you want that feature or not.
Probably. You know, I mean, because think of stuff that you may have posted 2 years ago, you know, and you don't want people to see that anymore.
I have no idea what I posted, you know?
I know.
I don't know what I would have posted. I wasn't very active, though. Like, I probably joined in 2008.
Oh, really?
Is that when it started? Yeah, I think 2008.
Yeah, that's what about, I think, when I started, 2008, 2009.
When it got really popular.
Yeah.
And for, like, the first year, I really didn't do anything on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a cool place. Facebook is really a cool place to hang out, I think.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. For me, it's like, it's just the best way to keep in touch with people. Like, I don't like to give my phone number to too many people, even my business card. It does not have my phone number on it.
Right.
It just gets to be overwhelming. I don't want, you know, text messages from this person, that person, you know, just email me.
Yeah.
And Facebook's just great because you can, you know, you can stay up to date with what they're up to.
Right.
You know, you still feel like you're involved in their life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people that don't have a Facebook, I don't really understand. I mean, they're very private, you know?
How many people don't have Facebook? That's unusual.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, it's definitely a rarity, but no, I have a handful of friends that don't have Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, a lot of guys, too, though, they're on Facebook, but they're not very active. Like, they're barely on.
Yeah.
Those are usually the guys I end up dating. I don't usually date guys that are on Facebook every fucking day. Kind of creeps me out. Right?
Yeah, but you can be there every day. That's fine.
I can, but I'm not. You know, I can go days without it. I mean, I don't need it. But if I get bored, I'll put 10
things. During boredom, I think that's it's a good way to break your boredom there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's just boring. There's nothing there, you know, just pictures with their... People post pictures with their pets, and it's not...
Planking.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of me planking.
I know.
On the Statue of Liberty.
I love this planking stuff, man. I love it.
You cannot pay me to do that.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, well, but watching it is funny, you know?
I guess. I'm not into those little trends. But that's one. That one's gone. I haven't seen those in a long time.
It's just because it's so stupid. That's why it's funny, I think, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So, also, there's a few things going on. I guess this Pakistani actress, and, you know, Pakistan is like a Muslim country, so they're very conservative there. And, you know, not to mention it's a very dangerous place to be. But she's pretty, and she posed for the cover of FHM.
Okay.
And apparently what it is that... She appears totally nude, okay, covered and everything, you know, but nude. And she claims that she only did topless. So that they doctored the picture to show her without clothes on at all.
But you mean they actually publicized that?
Yeah.
They put it on the magazine?
Well, in the magazine. But but she claims that that was not part of the agreement. And they're saying that she knew the terms all along and approved the photos.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that, you know?
Yeah.
She claims she wasn't nude. Well, if you're only going to expect for topless pictures to be put in the magazine, then why are you even shooting nude? That's the question, you know?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you shot nude. What were these just for fun, for them to jack off to, you know, when they're done shooting? Come on.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, I don't know if it's really topless, because FHM doesn't put nudes in there, do they?
I wouldn't know. I don't
except this one is a FHM edition in India.
Mm.
Although I can't imagine they would let them do that there either, but apparently so.
Mm-mm.
Wow, but she's pretty, man.
Aww.
She's very pretty.
Well, of course.
Well, you don't expect pretty women like this to come out of Pakistan. You know, that's where they wear the burqas and everything and hide their women.
Oh, here's the photo, yeah. Oh, no, she's gorgeous. She kind of looks like Angelina Jolie, you know?
Yeah.
She's got that kind of look.
Kind of, yeah.
But what about that main picture right there?
The cover picture,
she didn't approve of that. I mean, it's completely implied.
Yeah.
Nothing's actually showing.
Yeah, I know. Well, here they're just showing, like, from her shoulders up, so I can't tell. But she's got a tattoo, I guess.
Hmm.
And,
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, next time, like you said, you don't want to be nude, don't pose at all, you know? Well, what the hell's the point there?
Yeah, just kind of weird to me. Unless you're getting paid $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she got paid quite a nice sum of money, but
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
It always is. It always is.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. What do you think about Ryan Seacrest maybe running for possible Today spot? He might take the Matt Lauer spot.
I thought you were going to say running for president, and I was going to freak out. I'm like, oh my God, is this what it's come to? Seriously? That's what it sounded like. I like Ryan Seacrest. I think he's great. I don't know. He's good. Do you ever listen to him on the radio?
No, I don't. But, you know, I mean, I've seen him on... he seems to be on everything. You know, he does the New Year's Eve. He does American Idol. He's got the radio show. He hosts just about everything, man.
Yeah. I don't really have a strong opinion. I put it this way. I'm not going to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to watch it?
You don't
No.
watch the Today Show,
No,
yeah.
never.
But the amazing thing about him is that, you know, he's... I guess he's good looking, he's fun, you know, he seems like easy going, and people like that.
Yeah.
So he's just become a star, whatever he does. He's worth so much friggin' money, man.
Yeah, thanks to American Idol, that's where it truly began for him,
right.
You know? I mean, do you remember when American Idol first started, there were two hosts.
There were two hosts, yeah. What was the other guy's name? Brian something?
No clue, but he only lasted like one season, maybe two, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder what happened. That guy must really be sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can you imagine? You're like booted off, you know? They just want one guy and they pick Ryan.
I know. The show turns out to be a hit, a big hit.
Huge.
Wow.
Massive.
Yeah.
What a life changer.
Yep, for sure.
You know what bugs me, though? You know, I do listen to his show sometimes on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he always, you know, I know you're the part of being a host is to be kind of modest about what you make.
Right.
So he'll, you know, talk about, oh, the, you know, George Clooney and his, you know, Mercedes-Benz, whatever his car, you know, so he's got so much money, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Ryan Seacrest, you're filthy rich too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you even say that?
Because they try to seem like they're normal. People.
But you're not.
Ordinary people, yeah.
You're not,
they're not,
okay?
They make a lot of friggin' money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked about a lot of shit today, so.
All kinds of shit.
It's time to wrap up. Have a great day, Steph.
You too.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.